certainly hoping that we can get our players back by injury, by COVID, by quarantine. And we're very positive that we'll be able to play next week, if, assuming the SEC, that's what they do. They give us a game next week, or if we go on the 12th and 19th, whatever they decide to do. We just didn't have the numbers to play, and I'm thankful that the criteria was set way before the season started, and I'm thankful for the SEC to allow us to postpone our game and reschedule it. And I also want to say happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Thank you, Coach. We'll begin with Dana.
Week like this, what do you think you can get accomplished given the circumstances?
We can't get a whole lot accomplished today. At least us. We're beat up, and we didn't have enough to play. If you don't have enough to play, you probably don't have enough to practice. And now you could develop possibly some young kids and things of that nature. We just didn't have the numbers, to be honest with you. So what we've done is we've met on Alabama, and we've met on Missouri, and we've had a couple of walks with them, and we're trying to get better on ourselves, some technical things and things of that nature, but we have not had physical practices this week.
Also, you mentioned about punt return. Are you kind of reevaluating? Is there anybody else you may consider putting in to return punts?
We'll look at some guys on the punt return, and obviously some of the balls were kicked short and different things of that nature, but we'll look at some guys and we'll get our best guy back there that we feel like we can have some production there.
Thank you.
Stan, hearing some of the other coaches talk about the many disruptions they've had, you guys kind of dodged that for a while. I wonder what's this like talking to the other coaches and what you hear about on a week-to-week basis dealing with the constant check on your numbers and all that stuff?
A lot of stress for me. I can't speak for the other coaches. A lot of stress. Just wondering who you're going to have. Who needs to play two positions? Who possibly needs to play wide out if they're playing corner? Just a lot of things. I think eventually it'll make your team better and make you stronger and things of that nature. But a lot of stress on Monday and Wednesday and Friday mornings. But everybody's dealing with the same thing. But it has been stressful. And we got our results back today, and we were 100% negative, and so that was a good thing. We got hit pretty hard last Thursday, the Thursday before our LSU game. No, excuse me, the Thursday before our Florida game. And we had enough to play, but then through the week, those things hit you. And anytime you start getting close to numbers, then it becomes very, very stressful. Let alone some of your starters and things of that nature. So it has been a stressful year, but I'm awful glad that we've had the season.
Okay, and I wanted to see if you could point forward toward the end of the week and early next week, how you envision practices to get going. And could I clarify, the testing from yesterday showed there are no positives on the entire roster?
No, I did not say that. I said the ones that were tested yesterday, there were no positives on the ones that were tested.
Okay.
And the rest, you're not going to test a guy that's already tested positive, so you're not going to quarantine the guy twice, you can, but you got to wait 14 days. The rest of the week, we're going to give our kids off after this walkthrough today, and they will be back on Sunday, and we will practice. We'll start for whomever. If we have a game, I think we'll find out on Friday, and we'll teams, and so we're prepared on whomever it may be, and we'll start our normal Monday practice, certainly on Monday.
Okay, thanks for the clarification. Happy Thanksgiving, Sam.
Uh-huh, happy Thanksgiving.
Next we'll go to Bob Holt.
Hey, Sam, how you doing? I know you'd rather be playing, obviously, but with the situation you guys are in numbers-wise, is there, a sense of relief? Because these other teams that have gotten, breaks, physically and mentally from the season, and a lot of them have come back pretty good after not playing for 3 weeks. LSU and Florida obviously have. Is there kind of a sense of relief that you can get your roster hopefully back to a more manageable number?
There certainly is hope that we can get, several of our players back, and we can, assuming that we, stay good with the test, we can get several of our players back. So that certainly will help us, and you never want to put a guy out there before he's ready to play, I'm not saying that we did that last Saturday. I'm just saying that you don't want to do that. We had several guys on the D-line that hadn't had the opportunity to play yet. Again, it'll make us a better team as it goes. But relief-wise, I don't know. There was a protocol set at the beginning of the year, and we fell just one over that number last week, and certainly we're under that number now because of the added some injuries and because of the added positive that have happened this week. Not many, but then you look into the quarantine situation, and then it adds more to that.
And for the players, the season is always, tough physically, but this season, I'm sure, has been especially tough on them with all the tests they have to do all the time. Do you think giving them a few days off, is that a really good thing for these guys at this point of the season?
Well, we made the decision to do that. I don't know how the programs have done that. We made the decision to do that. Now, would we have normally, give them the Thursday? No. But with it being Thanksgiving, we decided to add that day in there. Obviously, every decision we make, Bob, is whether we can win or not. And is it the best thing we can do to win? And I think to your point, you're going, well, can we take a little bit of mental stress off of these guys and let them come back and say, hey, we got 2 weeks left, let's go get it. That was our thinking and our coaching staff, yes.